Disclaimer: this video contains information and graphics which may offend. Viewer discretion is advised. On the 17th of June, the Guardian newspaper in London reported that an independent tribunal sitting in London had concluded that tens of thousands of detainees in China are being killed each year to provide organs for cashed-up tourists from Western countries, despite information on what is happening in order to procure these organs being available to the public for many years. The tribunal was chaired by Queen's Counsel Geoffrey Nice, who was a prosecutor at the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia. In a unanimous finding, the tribunal said that very many people have died indescribably hideous deaths for no reason, and more may suffer in similar ways. Nice added, "There is no evidence of the practice having been stopped, and the tribunal is satisfied that it is continuing." Overwhelming evidence of abuse against Falun Gong practitioners was presented, with lesser evidence of similar treatment for Tibetans, Uyghur Muslims, and some Christian sects. You see, the Chinese government admits to doing at least 10,000 transplants each year, but independent research has revealed that somewhere between 60,000 and 100,000 is a more accurate assessment, many times more than could be fueled by officially executed prisoners, which is where China admits to getting the organs. And the numbers are rising. Several humanitarian groups, including Amnesty International, have also confirmed that organ harvesting is a full-scale business in China. People coming to China to buy organs are regularly told that an organ from a donor with matching blood type can be located within days of their arrival.
It was back in 2005 when a patient of mine, who has been on the top list of patients for human heart transplantation, came to me one day and told me that he was told by his insurance company, his Israeli insurance company, to go to China in 2 weeks' time, as he was scheduled to undergo heart transplantation. And when I asked him how come such a surgery can be scheduled ahead of time, you know, somebody has to die on the very day of the operation, he said he didn't know, and he went to China and got his heart transplantation exactly on the day that he was promised.
Much of the information provided to the tribunal has been available for 10 years and appeared in the book Bloody Harvest by human rights lawyer David Matus and former Canadian Secretary of State David Kilgore. That book was published in 2009. This book examines, among other things, detailed information gleaned from medical journals and hospital websites for more than 100 hospitals in China. It includes transcripts of recorded telephone conversations where hospitals promise to produce organs for Western tourists within days of their arrival, guaranteeing their clients that the organs would match their blood types. So much more could be said about the atrocities related to this practice, including information about victims being paralyzed but not anesthetized, so that even while their vital organs were being ripped out of their bodies, they endured horrific pain at the hands of sadistic doctors before they succumbed.
4月9日下午5点开始解剖，时间进行了3个小时，我们经历了就是得有一个星期对他的审问，严刑拷打，他已经就神志不清，他这7天受了15斤，然后进行这个一套东西，不打任何麻药，先摘的是心脏，然后再摘的是肾，等当心脏的血管剪到一下，他就进行一阵抽搐，那个非常可怕的撕裂那样式，哎呀，我不想再讲下去了。
I want to make 2 very important points in this video. One is that this monstrous practice by the ruling Communist Party of China is almost certainly not going to disappear. 10 years of exposure has not only failed to slow it down, but the practice is believed to actually be increasing. Furthermore, this kind of totally demonic behavior is very likely to spread outside of China, as China's influence over the entire planet continues to grow. And my second point is that far from censuring China for its behavior, the rest of the world has implicitly supported it. We are virtually financing it through people in our countries paying Chinese authorities to kill someone in order to give them a new liver, heart, lung, or whatever. And they do it without any censure from our own governments. Despite 10 years of international lobbying against this practice by eminent lawyers and politicians, there are only 4 countries, Italy, Spain, Taiwan, and Israel, who have banned patients from traveling to China for organ transplants. Think about that. Tens of thousands of people all over the world will be traveling to China this year, with each of them conspiring to kill an innocent religious dissident so that they can get a much-needed organ from the murder victim's body. And they are totally free to do so under the laws of almost all supposedly civilized countries in the world. Any one of these people could be living next door to you, working beside you, or even going to the same church or synagogue that you attend. If an Australian or an American or a British citizen wants to conspire with China to kill someone so that they can get an organ transplant, they have nothing to fear. Even if everyone in the country knows about it, they have broken no law. How could we ever succeed in pulling China into line when we don't even have the political courage to prosecute our own citizens when they've been found guilty of paying for such atrocities to be carried out? At the very least, the names and faces of anyone who has participated in this outrage should be publicized in their home countries. They should rightly be jailed. But if we really think that they've done nothing wrong, then letting their friends and relatives know what they did should not be an embarrassment to them, should it? We really do need to rethink our whole attitude towards this great blight on the history of humankind. Occasionally, a report such as the one in The Guardian gets a few people upset, but each time this has happened, people everywhere have quickly returned to sticking their heads in the sand. And this includes our lawmakers. Not only do we numb our consciences to what is happening to hundreds of thousands of other people, but we cover our eyes to the serious implications for ourselves and for people who share our own religious beliefs, not only in China, but in countries over which China is exercising more and more political control. Wake up, people! I say this with special urgency to professing Christians. We may be next. Can't you see where this is heading? We believe that it has been predicted in the Bible, and we believe that China's steady movement towards world domination is probably already unstoppable. This looks almost certain to be the predicted end of the world as we now know it, a time the Bible describes as the greatest suffering that has ever happened in the history of the world. At the very least, we need to brace ourselves more effectively for what to expect in the years ahead. We will either become co-conspirators like all those tourists who pay for innocent people to be killed in order to improve their own quality of life, or we will likely become those who are hunted down and subjected to the same treatment because of our unwillingness to turn a blind eye. Will we continue to do like what happened to so many Jews in Germany during World War II? Will we say nothing when others are taken away? And will we ourselves go quietly onto the trains, heading for death camps around the country, convincing ourselves that all will be well if we just say nothing and cooperate with our captors? Our indifference to what is happening in China today may not be all that different to what happened in Germany during World War II, although it's quite possible that what we are now hearing about is going to surpass anything that Hitler, Stalin, or any other mass murderer has ever achieved. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about any of us reacting violently. I pray that I may have the grace to love even those who torture me if that should happen to me. But I won't even be able to do that if I'm too frightened to face the reality that sits out there waiting for me right now. There are hard days ahead, and it's going to take a lot more than angelic smiles and positive thinking to get us through it all. God is calling many of us to band together in love using the risk of torture itself as a platform from which to proclaim God's message of salvation through Christ. Please contact me at the address on screen if you would like to become part of this tiny army of martyrs for Christ. I look forward to hearing from you today.